RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Live at MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app, and every Wednesday we're bringing in Chesterfield's finest for the Play Chesterfield segment. That was a ton of fun chatting with, you only get to do this once, the number one football team in the 910 The Fan, CBS 6. Coaches poll, the Motueka Warriors. That was fun. They're having a ton of success down there. You can tell they're enjoying each other, and we look forward to future segments as well. I think, was that our third or fourth one? We're putting in the work. That was our fourth one. Yeah, we've been making our way around Chesterfield. It's a big place, though. We got a ways to go. I think Motueka was the proudest of their standing in Chesterfield.
I would agree.
Hidden gem down there in Chesterfield.
Hidden gem of South Chesterfield.
I will say this, Thomas Dale was proud too.
Yeah.
They got strength in numbers down there. That school is huge.
They had to mention the Battle of Chester.
Ah. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. That's the game. We wait all year for that game. And then you got to wait all year for the next one. Mm. That's the problem with waking up the morning after the Battle of Chester. 364 more days till the next one. It's always a fun time down there with those guys. So we heard the Craig Hoffman interview out of the gate. I reacted to that. The reason we had the Craig Hoffman interview was I was caught downstairs in a meeting, not caught downstairs, voluntarily in a meeting with our, you know, Odyssey family team here. We like that. So the sales team meets Wednesday mornings at 9. And then we tacked on to that, shared some stuff that we're doing that we're excited about. You'll hear about all that stuff. That's not this segment. That's not the point here. So they were doing like a Halloween-themed sales meeting. There's always something going on down there. You know, they're always having food or prizes or things. Yeah, they keep them moving down in sales. So it was a Halloween theme. So everybody at their seat had a little trick-or-treat bag with some candies and some stuff in it. Yeah, very, very, very nice. So they all left, and then we came in to do our meeting. Zach didn't bring us Halloween bags. That's not the point. Laura, who's been up here before, Laura organized Chunky Blanket Night. How would you describe my relationship with Laura? Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're, if not outright friends, we're at the very minimum work friends.
You made blankets together.
I think we're outright friends.
Yeah.
Very friendly relationship. I sat down at Laura's seat. She is not here today. I don't know why. That's not relevant to the story. But that meant that her Halloween bag was sitting at my spot. And so as we're starting the meeting, I grabbed a piece of candy out of it and ate it. And
It was right there. That makes sense.
Two people immediately, like, what are you doing? What are you touching Laura's candy for?
Stealing Laura's candy.
Why are you stealing Laura's candy?
Wow.
I know Laura. We're cool. It's all right.
Laura's not here to defend herself.
I didn't realize what a hornet's nest I had stirred up there by treating myself to a piece of fun-size Halloween candy. It was quite the way to start the meeting, obviously. I'm on the defensive right away. If I'm ever not here and somebody brings in treats for me, I expect y'all to get after them. Like,
yeah, I would eat it.
Yeah. I mean, if it's something really, really good, you got to save it for me.
Yeah.
Like, hot dog shots, right? Like, you can't be like, oh, MP's not here. Let's all take the hot dog shots.
Yeah.
That was a special event. Those aren't replaceable.
Agreed.
Fun size candy is very replaceable.
It's the month of October. It can be found practically anywhere.
Sometimes you give, sometimes you get. I'm happy to deliver Laura a piece of fun size candy.
I mean, you're going to have to because the people have seen what you've done.
With it, so many people saw what I've done and reacted just with horror.
Yeah.
I have more liberal views on food sharing than I think the average radio employee. Because I remember one time, Grant from Grant and Danny,
mm-hmm.
we were out at dinner and we were at like a steakhouse. He got the fries. I got the mashed potatoes, something like that. We both got a steak and we're eating. I was like, can I have a fry? I want to try the fries.
Yeah, understandable.
He goes, no.
Oh.
And I laughed. He goes, I'm not joking. I don't share food. Like, if you wanted fries, you should have ordered fries. Those are my fries.
Oh.
We also are friends. Friends now with the understanding that if I want French fries, I will need to order said French fries.
You'll have to get your own.
I will have to get my own. There's simply
no other
way.
See, I feel like Laura wouldn't do that.
No. No, Laura's good people. Grant's good people, too. Good people that don't share his food, though.
Yeah.
That's not a thing. Don't even bother asking him. I teed up that we would hear from Brent Pry on the situation that happened in Miami at the end of the game. Brent Pry talked for 2.5 minutes about the Hail Mary and the fallout and ended it with, I'm not going to take questions about this anymore. But I think he answered all the questions. So I'm going to say let's just play the whole thing and react to Brent Pry reacting to what happened in Miami.
As far as the call at the end of the game on Friday night, I received no explanation on the field, no explanation in the locker room. The first thing I heard was what the general public heard at 1:30 that night. A statement that to me was confusing at best. I was finally contacted Monday morning, which was a solicited contact by the head of officials for the ACC. I asked for an explanation and the video that they viewed that merited overturning the call with indisputable evidence. The explanation was there was a loose ball that was touched by a Miami defender who was out of bounds. The video showed nothing new, nothing that none of us hadn't seen already. The words used with me were interpretation and hard to find, which to me, neither one aligns with indisputable. I watched the video that they watched. If it was ruled a catch, I don't see how you end it. You overturn it. There's no evidence. If it was ruled not a catch, I don't see how you overturn it. You can't see enough to tell. You know, that's my take on it. I feel for our players, our fans. But we've turned the page. We turned the page Sunday evening in an aggressive manner with our players, with our staff, with our media, with our player parents, with our own wives, with everybody. So respectfully, I'm not going to discuss the last play any further. I'm not going to discuss the officiating, and I've asked our players not to discuss it either.
Yeah, he's got to say that because he's got a football game to prepare for. If you keep losing that game, you're not going to win this week's game. And by the way, this is an important one because you got a Stanford team. You got to go west. You got to play in their house after a six-hour flight. And it's an ACC game, and you're 0-1 in the ACC now. But not out of it by any stretch. We've talked about how soft the schedule is. And that's not an insult. It's the ACC schedule. You don't pick your ACC schedule. It's a soft schedule, though. Get past Stanford. We got a Thursday night in Blacksburg against Boston College. Shades of Matt Ryan there, speaking of inglorious moments in Hokies history. Boston College coming to town on a Thursday night. That remains to me. We'll dig into that as we get closer. That's one of the most stunning turns of events in a sporting event I've ever seen, period. You don't need to know that. You know that. Georgia Tech, Syracuse, Duke, Virginia. Not an exaggeration to say these guys can run the table. If they play as they played on Friday, they can run the table. The game I left out, Clemson's coming to town, right? So if you run the table, Clemson's coming to town. If you beat Clemson, you're still in the ACC title game. Now, that's all a lot of wishful thinking at that point as opposed to actual optimism because of what we saw in the game on Friday before the final play. Now, I like that Brent Pry came out and defended his team because he didn't Friday night. And I think you got a little bit of the reason for that, which is nobody was telling him anything. He down there in the locker room, what just happened? And nobody is answering that question. He also raises the very legitimate point that the ACC's statement on the matter is, and I want to make sure to choose my word carefully here, stupid. It was. It didn't make any sense at all. During the review process of the last play, it was determined that the loose ball was touched by a Miami player while he was out of bounds, which makes it an incomplete pass and immediately ends the play. That explanation does not hold up on scrutiny. Now, they made that statement because, and I did this Monday, I'm not going to do this again, I read the rule book on Monday. I know that's the riveting radio we all crave around here. We all know the rule, though. Conclusive evidence. They didn't have any. As Brent Pry noted, they didn't send him any, so they had to make up a thing about a guy touching the ball while he was out of bounds, which very clearly is not relevant to this at all. Of course, the tie goes to the receiver, and the Tech player, DaQuan Felton, remains in bounds through the entire play. He lands, the ball gets stripped away. That's irrelevant to the play. It's in the end zone. He either scored a touchdown in that moment or he didn't score a touchdown in that moment. To pretend like somehow the loose ball after the act of scoring a touchdown was completed mattered, they're trying to justify the call. I also think, you know, this is a rallying cry for his team. He's been tossed a lifeline because our talking point this week was going to be, man, Brent Pry got his pants coached off of him by Miami, a team not known for its stellar coaching. That's not their specialty down there at Miami. That's the team that could have knelt on the ball to win a game last year and instead decided to run a play and ended up losing. So he's got an opportunity. He's got a second chance. He's taking those boys down to Stanford this weekend. We'll see how they do. As we say, everything they want still in front of them. We're checking in with Katie Harper on JMU football. Dukes are rolling. We'll talk about them on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Wednesday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. There you go, JMU. We got your segment for you. Not the last one either. We love the Dukes around here, especially when the football team's putting up basketball team numbers. I think we'll hear plenty more from the Dukes, especially if they win this weekend. Thursday night, national TV next week against Coastal Carolina. And, I mean, that's the stuff playoff bids are made of. That and UNLV disintegrating because of NIL issues. I think Boise's probably in your group of five playoff driver's seat right now at the moment. But JMU's lingering. They're hanging out. They're at the party. They're not hosting the party, but they're at the party. We'll keep an eye on them. All right, George. George is one of our loyal listeners who has always had my back in everything, so it brings me no pleasure to report that George has turned on me. In Candygate. Yeah, Candygate is heating up here. What happened was I took one one fun-sized candy out of a bag of somebody who is not here today. The salespeople all got little Halloween goodie bags filled with fun-sized candies. I was down there in the room. I took a fun-sized candy, not just randomly. I took it out of Laura's. She's the one who's not here today. Laura and I are tight. Mm-hmm. We'll bring her on at some point this week to discuss Candygate, obviously.
You got to put it to rest.
Well, George is declaring this inexcusable.
George, I feel it's important to mention MP was invited to the room.
Well, Laura,
the candy was there.
Laura didn't invite me to the room. I don't know. We'll send it to the ACC refs. They'll take a good look at the video.
All right, I'll see you in 4 days.
They'll get back to us. We'll figure out where the line is here.
Where's the line, Bob?
We don't know. We don't know. We're learning new things every day. Baseball yesterday, playoff baseball, can only mean it is time for our playoff baseball sounder.
Over the shoulder, end zone, touchdown! 15.5, touchdown!
We interrupt this program to get baseball at its best.
First pitch, pops it up. Right side of the infield, back into shallow right field. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
Baseball stuff! It's playoff baseball. I love playoff baseball. Unfortunately, the joy of the victory is accompanied by the agony of defeat for somebody, and that somebody yesterday was the Baltimore Orioles, who just, after a season of mashing the baseball, you get the Kansas City Royals. Look, full disclosure, I'm a Royals fan. I'll actually be in Kansas City this weekend. A big Kansas City guy. Their pitching's not good enough to put up zero in a playoff game. That's a tough one for the Orioles. Let's start at the beginning with the Detroit Tigers, who went down to Houston. Good day for the underdogs in the American League.
Brisky sets the 2-2. Line drive. Caught by Spencer Torkelson at first. Oh, man! A little higher, it's into the corner, but Spencer Torkelson grabs it, pumps his fist, and the Tigers take game one in Houston. Woo-wee!
That's a playoff baseball call right there. Tigers, first playoff appearance in 10 years, the Justin Verlander era. Back then, now Justin Verlander with the Astros, he had the Justin Verlander era there in Houston, and the battle of the Verlander teams. The Tigers come out on top 3-1. I mentioned the Baltimore game. You know, they got to score more than zero runs. Here's the one that Kansas City put on the board.
Swing and a ground ball. Base hit left field. Bobby Witt Jr. drives in Michael Garcia. And how many times did we say that in the first half? And the Royals lead 1-0 in the sixth.
That's when we say the winning team is not going to be favored in the next round against one of the AL juggernauts. This is a real test of the new playoff baseball format, because the four best teams are hanging out on the couch this week. They don't play the first week. They show up on Saturday, start playing playoff baseball. Now, last year, the teams that did play had a huge advantage over the teams that didn't, who should theoretically be the better teams. The goal was to reward them for being good. It turned out they sapped their mojo, their momentum, whatever it was. The teams that had just won playoff games came in with that momentum. I think this will be the test, right? Whether the Royals or the Orioles get out, they're not going to be favored in the next round. If they find a way to do it, I think we'll say there's something to maybe this new playoff format's a little bit broken, maybe needs a little reevaluation along the way.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How's the traffic, Brian? It's good. The New York Mets are, in fact, Game 1 winners.
Here's the 1-2 to Terang. Swung on and missed strike three. Got him with a split. Put it in the books. The New York Mets have come into Milwaukee and taken the opener of this best-of-3 wild-card series. They fell behind early, but in 2024 Mets fashion, they didn't just come back. They came right back. Fell behind again, came right back once more, and the Mets are in the driver's seat here in Milwaukee.
I'd say you can't do that every game, but maybe you can do that every game. Brian, our traffic guy, was on with AWOD yesterday. Fantastic. Said that guy loves him some New York Mets baseball. He's a fan. He's living and dying with every pitch. One other late game. We told you the Braves weren't going to win. Had to use all their pitching to get to the playoffs in that final day bonus doubleheader. Fly to San Diego after the game. Play the red-hot Padres, who in any other division would have got the bye, but were stuck behind the Dodgers. And that is exactly what happened.
And now Fernando Tatis Jr. will come to bat in a playoff game in front of fans for the first time in his career. First pitch, Tatis swings, sends it in the air, very high to left, very deep. Laureano is back. You got to be kidding me. A long home run. First pitch, first at bat, 2-0.
I don't know that that's a you got to be kidding me, but still, nice moment for Fernando Tatis Jr. And the Padres, who built up a super team, didn't do anything with it, dismantled the super team, and now are in the playoffs, one game away from making it to the divisional round. Baseball on tap today, starting at 2:32. We're offering very precise start times in this year's baseball playoffs. I checked. They threw the first pitch at 2:32 yesterday. They're not in the business of misleading us. The very precisely scheduled Major League Baseball playoffs. That's one of the things I love about the NFL. They say 1 o'clock game, the ball's in the air at 1 o'clock. I appreciate that. Too many sports, college football, it's a 7:30 game. Alabama's going to play Georgia. We'll get the ball in the air at 7:55 after we have several sponsored segments on the pregame show and several interviews and talk about it and air the coin toss and air the... when the national anthem should be aired before the Super Bowl and maybe like first game of the year, that's it. Otherwise, 1 o'clock, put the ball in the air, let's go. They can do it in the stadium. I'm not opposed to that. But I want to be watching football 1 o'clock if you say a 1 o'clock game. It doesn't take much to make me happy. That's one of the things. Yeah. The Commanders are home after a 2-game road trip. Both of them wins. You'll hear them right here this weekend, 1 o'clock on The Fan, of course. Big game. We'll preview it in the next few days, obviously. I love this matchup because I think Jaden Daniels is going to get tested. I think Cleveland's defense has thrown some things. They've got some athletes, right? For all their failures this year, they've been offensive failures. Cleveland's defense is playing some decent to good ball. And so I think they'll give Jaden Daniels a test at home. Looking forward to that, watching the kid grow one more time. The Cleveland offense has been atrocious this year. By the advanced metrics, second worst offense in football behind Miami, who doesn't have a quarterback. So the only thing worse than not having a quarterback, apparently, is having a quarterback, and it's Deshaun Watson. He's played really, really bad football. If ever there was a week for the Washington defense, which is statistically the second worst defense in football, to get right, to establish itself, this is that time, this is that matchup. So you've got strength on strength, Cleveland defense, Jaden Daniels, and then you can go get some popcorn. Go get your nachos, whatever you want to do. Watch the defense flail around with the Cleveland offense for a little while. You got even matchups on both sides of the ball this Sunday. Ben Baldwin does a lot of the advanced stats, the expected points, the expected plays. He said through week four, now obviously we got a lot of season left, the Washington Commanders are the biggest gap between offensive success and defensive success in the history of the NFL. How successful the offense is versus how successful the defense is. So right now, the Commanders, and this isn't me saying this, this is the numbers saying this, number one offense in football. Number one offense statistically in the entire NFL. The defense, of course, is not doing well. Now, I don't know that they finish the season as the number one offense, but I think a lot of the concepts they're running are sustainable. Certainly as long as you keep Jaden Daniels healthy, keep a running back healthy, B-Rob or Eckler. Was really encouraged to hear Eckler, the report on him that he's expecting to practice this week, could get cleared, could play on Sunday at home. That's where it starts. At hard nose, Brian Robinson Jr. shoving it down their throat football is opening up a lot of things. Jaden Daniels' legs are opening up a lot of things. I think a lot of these concepts are sustainable. They'll get tested this week against Cleveland, obviously. Going to be a fun one. You'll hear it right here. We got two segments left. One of them is a little crosstalk, maybe even a Commander's crosstalk, with my guy AWOD before he takes over. Grant and Danny, of course, drive you home tonight. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. I think there's one more Commander's topic we need to address today. I don't plan on spending a long time on it, because it's a simple answer for me. Should they trade for Davante Adams? To me, it's the exact same as the Brandon Ayuk conversation. This team can't yet afford to give up draft picks. Would I love to have a great receiver on this team? Yeah, sure. Like, Ayuk, Adams, they're all very good. Like, and I'm sure Jaden Daniels would maximize them, and so would Cliff Kingsbury. With the Ayuk conversation, I'm definitely not giving up a first. I'm probably not giving up a second. And then we start discussing. With Adams, it's the same, but you're also talking about what kind of contract structure you need. Like, does he need 3 or 4 years of guarantees? Because then you got a disgruntled guy in year three. That's how these things work. That's when your window to contend is the most open, right? That's part of this Jaden Daniels discussion. He is on a rookie contract for these 3 years. Theoretically, the year the Washington Commanders should be best able to maximize their roster to win a Super Bowl is the 2026 season. Jaden Daniels' third season in the league. He's got 2 years under his belt. You've still got him on the rookie contract. The big extension hasn't kicked in yet. That's the one. That's what you need to be building towards in everything you do. And I think Adam Peters understands you can bring in young guys, they can get good in 2 years. I think he also understands the way Jaden Daniels is playing and the way America is noticing Jaden Daniels playing. There's going to be a lot of guys who want to come here this offseason, right? Look at who came here this offseason. Dorrance Armstrong played his butt off Sunday, had a great game ball from me. Cleland Farrell, we love him. He's a Richmond kid. These are guys with ties to DQ Adam Peters. These are guys who know what they're getting to. Zach Ertz knew Cliff Kingsbury, right? Zach Ertz ain't coming here without Cliff Kingsbury here. And I'm not saying that was an all-star signing. I think he's been very good. But the only guys who came here this offseason were guys who had personal ties and knew, like, all right, I know this guy. It's not same old Washington. I can go to this place. This offseason, I think it's wide open. You can cold call people. Hey, you want to come play in Washington? Ooh, is that the one with Jaden Daniels? That's the one with Jaden Daniels. Yeah, I'll be right there. I think you'll see some good deals happen this offseason as word about the kid spreads. And if this trajectory continues, not that they win every game and score 42 points every game, but if they continue to play really well and Jaden Daniels looks like the future, they're going to be on in primetime again, right? Part of the thrill of that Bengals game was this is our Monday Night Football appearance for the year. There might be more primetime non-1 o'clock games in their future. There was a report that I think was only half true yesterday. I poked around on it for a minute. I think it was only half true that NBC had looked into taking the Ravens game to primetime, Jaden against Lamar. Now, they actually have the Ravens next week as well, so I think they didn't want to go back-to-back Ravens weeks. And part of it was they have the Giants that week. Ain't nobody wants to watch the Giants right now. That's a tough watch. It is still the NFC East. It is still a big TV market. So I don't think it was ever like actually going to happen, but I think it was discussed, and you're going to see some of these now, right? If the Steelers stay hot. Is, you know, Steelers Commanders is going to be a juicy game. It's a good matchup, good teams, you know, star power. That's what you're looking for. Those Cowboys games, they're always looking for a reason to get the Cowboys to 425 to primetime. You know, that they're not holding the NFC East back anymore. The Giants are holding the NFC East back. The Commanders are not holding the NFC East back anymore. We talked a little JMU football earlier in the show. Grab the Odyssey app if you missed that. It's free. It's got the rewind button. You can rewind to 11 o'clock. Talk to a little Duke's football. It's Wednesday. We turn the page. We set the stage for the weekend ahead. Not just JMU. Sun Belt opener down at Louisiana Monroe. UVA back home after the bye week. They're taking on Boston College, the Fighting Bill O'Briens, who will make two appearances in the state of Virginia during October. They got the Thursday nighter in Blacksburg as well. 3-1 for the Wahoos. Anthony Calandri looked good in those first four. You also saw the inconsistencies at times as well. This will be a really good test in the ACC opener. And as they continue their quest for six, you know, Tech's schedule gets them to six. If they don't, we have a bigger discussion, and it's a very unpleasant discussion. UVA is going to have to fight to get to six. By my count, there's four winnable games left. They're at three wins right now. That's a low margin for error. Now, I'm not giving them the Tech game. Maybe this is the year if the Hokies, you know, start to crumble down the stretch. As of right now, though, I'm scoring that game, Notre Dame, Clemson, as unwinnable games. So you've got UVA, Boston College. It's a home game. You're coming off the bye. Everything's breaking right for you. Big one for the Wahoos, who could get closer to what I think would mark a successful season, which would be a bowl game appearance under Tony Elliott. Year three, made the right quarterback decision. That was the first element of it. That was a big element of it. Found a way to make sure that he got the right guy in there. Took a long time. He took to the buzzer, but he did it, and it's been paying the dividends in Charlottesville. Virginia Tech, as we mentioned, going out west to Stanford. Big weekend out in the Bay Area because Miami Cal down the street, that's their ACC home opener as well. That's the game day game. It's a long day for the game day crew. That's a 9 a.m. television program on the East Coast. That game kicks at 10:30 p.m. that night. A lot of A lot of time out there at Cal Berkeley. First time Cal Berkeley has been a college game day host, which now leaves only 5 schools that have never hosted college game day for football. One of those, UVA, has never hosted college game day for football. I don't think this is the year, but you never know. Never know who's going to catch fire, who's not going to catch fire. UVA is one of the 5 that has never hosted college game day. So we're keeping an eye on them. Here's your company: Illinois, Maryland, Rutgers, Syracuse. Yeah, I'm just kind of nodding along with those. Little surprised Maryland hasn't. It feels like they've had some big games over the past couple decades. Maybe they've been road games. Maybe they've been at the wrong time. Who's to say? Good national slate, too. ACC cleared the decks for that Clemson-Florida State game that we're always looking forward to each year. Clemson's going down to Tallahassee as a 14-point favorite as FSU continues its meltdown. That'll be in primetime. I don't think that'll be a primetime game, though. Mizzou, Texas A&M in the SEC, that'll be a fun one. And Michigan going out west to Washington, part of this conference realignment, right? You get one of these super games every weekend where you've got 2 strength teams from different regions. So that's your college football slate for the weekend. Old Dominion, which is still playing the toughest schedule in America by my estimation, is going to Coastal Carolina. These guys just can't catch a break. That's a decent football team. They cannot catch a break, though, scheduling-wise. Some of that self-inflicted, playing Virginia Tech and South Carolina in the same year. Some of that, though, these teams on the roster or on the schedule have just ended up being really good. Wednesdays, we normally bring on our guy Mike Svetitz of Front Page Bets. I already poured one out last week for Mike Barber and David Teal. So we'll do another one now. Mike Svetitz also got laid off from Lee Enterprises over the weekend. Got laid off Friday afternoon, which I've got thoughts about. Not thoughts I'm going to share in this segment, but I think you know what those thoughts are. I think that's wrong, lay somebody off late Friday afternoon. It's inhumane. But Mike Svetitz is no longer with Front Page Bets. Hopefully he lands on his feet quickly because he's a good dude. He managed me for 10 years. He was my boss. Always had my back, always stood up for me. So Mike's a good dude. Hire him if you have a job. If you need a bookie, call Mike, I guess. I don't know. He makes some lines, makes some books. We'll miss having him on the program, but hopefully we'll be able to find a reason to get him back on soon. So too many of these. We're doing too many of these recently. I'm gonna stop the bleeding around here. We'll find a way to do that. Good football is one way to do that. Lots of interest in the product. I think that's the case for the Commanders right now. I think we got a good college football situation going on in Virginia right now as well. So we got plenty to talk about. We'll bring on AWOD. It's Crosstalk time right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.